Hello, this is Brian.
Hey, Brian, this is Casey Ryback. Bob told me to give you a call. I'm the new guy from Legal. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you doing, Casey?
Not too bad. Thanks for asking. I got a few things for you, if you have a moment.
All right. Yeah, no, I'm cool.
All right. First of all, we are loving the work that you and your entire team are doing on the website right now. Fabulous stuff, man. It looks great.
Great. I appreciate it.
No problem. I do have one small issue, though, that could get us in some legal trouble, and I wanted to address it with you.
Okay, shoot away. Let me know.
All right, well, there's one area on the website where it says, quote, ink is in our roots.
Right.
You know the part I'm talking about?
Yeah.
Yeah, well, legally, that could get us in a lot of trouble. I don't even, first of all, know what that means with our roots. We're not a tree. We don't have physical roots.
Why would that get us in trouble? It's just like a kind of like a, our own little saying that we have here.
Okay. Well, ink is not in every single thing that we do.
Yeah, I mean, we've gone digital. We use other things.
Right,
just
right.
Sometimes we use foil or...
We need to get rid of that whole word there. So you'll need to change it to say, sometimes we use ink. There is a possibility we could use something else. Ink is one of our more popular methods, though.
So you want me to take out... ink is in our roots and put all of that in, all that dialogue and text? That's a lot of text.
Well, it covers us legally.
Honestly, I think that would be stupid. It doesn't sound right.
I think it's got a nice...
The fact that we're saying ink is in our roots is because we're a printing company. And years ago,
That's
kind of the way it all worked.
It's not...
So, yeah, we got digital. We use foil and Mylar and stuff for lettering. But still, I think all that is going to look ridiculous.
Listen, it sounds like you're getting defensive, but I'm just trying to cover us legally.
No, I don't mean to. I'm just telling you. I think that you're telling me that that has to go. If you want to put something else in, that would be cool, but I think the one that you just gave me is way too long. That looks silly.
Well, it's maybe sounds silly to you, but it sounds really nice to me as a lawyer, because that means there's no
Bob?
Chance.
Did he approve that?
Well, he knows that there are a lot of mistakes on your website that I need to fix.
What do you mean a lot of mistakes on the website?
Well, for example, you have dedicated to excellence on there.
And what's wrong with that?
Well, are you?
Yes. There's no way we're going to get sued for saying that we're dedicated to excellence.
Oh, there's a high likelihood you could get sued for that. Listen, that phrase needs to change to dedicated to excellence and sometimes other things.
Okay. Listen, you sound like a nice guy, but I don't want to piss you off, but what you're telling me is just ridiculous, man. There's no way.
And why is that, sir?
Well, because the changes you want to make are stupid. They make no sense. They're not going to help us. They're going to hurt us. I mean, if we do that, no one's going to know what the hell we do.
That's actually a good thing, legally.
So you're saying that it would be legally good, but nobody knows what our company does.
Yes.
You know,
yes, it's
like,
better.
I'm telling you exactly what we do.
There's less likelihood we get sued if people aren't really sure what we do.
That's the most ridiculous thing I've ever heard. You are an idiot.
I like that you can see eye to eye with me now. Okay, so we've got each other.
I don't see eye to eye to you. I don't see anything with you. I think you're clueless.
So we're a printing company, but I need you to remove all of the references to printing from the website.
Why would we remove all the references to printing if we're a printing company?
Because sometimes we do other things. You can see how we could get sued over that.
Do you hear what you are saying? You're a moron. This makes no sense.
I take offense to that. I really do.
Well, I take offense to you telling me that my work sucks and to change everything on the website for a company that I worked for my whole life.
Oh, well, right there, I'm going to have to say you're wrong.
You're wrong.
No, I might be willing to sue you here. I've got to tell you.
You're going to sue me? What are you going to sue me for?
You said you worked your whole life at this company, sir. That is not factually correct, okay? I don't imagine you were working here when you were born.
Idiot.
You see my point? You can't say definitive things like that when it's not true. You're going to get us sued. I have half of mine.
Are you kidding me? I have only had one job in my whole life, and it's been here.
Okay, there you go. You're wrong again. So you've been working there since you were born, huh? I got your feet to the fire, my friend.
Yeah, you're funny.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. No.
The only thing that's true here is that this is a prank phone call. That's it. That's the only thing that's true and factual.
I don't give a s***.
You don't? You should. I'm trying to tell you this is a prank phone call, though.
Wait, it's a what?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you. It's a joke. Your boss, Bob, set you up.
Bob set this up?
Yes.
Okay.
It's a prank phone call. He says things have been tough at work lately and wanted you to blow off some steam.
Oh, you have got to be kidding me.
Yeah. It's a joke. You got pretty...
Hey,
you got pretty fired up, though.
I was ready to talk to my desk. I was so pissed off. Hey, Bob.